Christ our perfect pattern physically, May 15, in positive self-control. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Isaiah 53:7. One class have come up without self-control. These have not bridled the temper or the tongue. And some of these claim to be Christ's followers, but they are not. Jesus has set them no such example. Some are nervous, and if they begin to lose self-control in word or spirit under provocation, they are as much intoxicated with wrath as the inebriate is with liquor. They are unreasonable and not easily persuaded or convinced. They are not sane. Satan, for the time, has full control. Every one of these exhibitions of wrath weakens the nervous system and the moral powers and makes it difficult to restrain anger on another provocation. With this class, there is only one remedy, positive self-control under all circumstances. The effort to get into a favorable place where self will not be annoyed may succeed for a time, but Satan knows where to find these poor souls and will assail them in their weak points again and again. They will be continually troubled so long as they think so much of self. But there is hope for them. Let this life, so stormy with conflicts and worries, be brought into connection with Christ, and then self will no longer clamor for the supremacy. They should humble themselves, saying frankly, I have done wrong, will you forgive me? For God has said we must not let the sun go down upon our wrath. This is the only safe path toward overcoming. Many nurse their wrath and are filled with revengeful, hateful feelings. Resist these wrong feelings and you will experience a great change in your association with your fellow men. When self ceases to wrestle for the supremacy and the heart is worked by the Holy Spirit, the soul lies perfectly passive, and then the image of God is mirrored upon the heart.